The Bible is what is regarded as the Christian handbook to life, and in it we find all we need to know about the God of the universe. It's a historical account, as well as a love story of God's ultimate sacrifice for the ones he so dearly treasures. There are some who say, however, that the God of the Old Testament is not the same as the God of the New Testament. We'll discuss this idea in more detail on the next Family Matters. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We had a question from a young man recently that went like this. Why is God so angry in the Old Testament and so loving in the New? A non-Christian friend has used this question to plant a seed of doubt in my mind. He argues that the scriptural picture of the Lord's nature and character is inconsistent and self-contradictory. This has really got me thinking. Christians are always saying that God never changes. Where is the biblical support of that idea? The Bible is very clear about the unchanging nature of God. James declares that every good gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That's James 1:17. Hebrews 13:8 tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If this is true, it follows that there has not been, nor could there ever be, any shift in God's character. Your friend is not alone in questioning these claims, of course. Many people seem to suppose that the deity of the Old Testament is a God of violence. They see this God as standing in stark contrast to the loving Heavenly Father of the New Testament. But this idea is largely a figment of the popular imagination. This can be seen by taking a closer look at the scriptures. The God of the New Testament is clearly a God of love. You can see 1 John 4 verse 8. No doubt about it. But that doesn't mean that he's nothing but an indulgent, doting, grandfatherly figure. Hardly. If you're unsure about this, go back and reread the story of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 verses 1 to 11. And remember the words of Jesus. I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has the power to cast into hell. Yes, I say fear him. That's Luke 12 verse 5. The author of Hebrews agrees. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That's Hebrews 10 verse 31. Why? Because our God is a consuming fire. That's Hebrews 12:29. On the other hand, the God of the Old Covenant is anything but the relentlessly bad-tempered taskmaster some people make him out to be. The Old Testament scriptures are forever describing him as merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. They refer to him as a God who has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. See Psalm 103 verses 8 to 10. As a matter of fact, all of the biblical authors agree that God's love and God's judgment are actually two sides of the same coin. Fire can burn, fire can also provide warmth and comfort. It all depends on where we stand in relation to the flame. Both testaments reflect this truth, each in its own way. And that's not all. Paul's New Testament emphasis upon grace and faith, as opposed to works of the law, did not originate with him. This central biblical theme can be traced all the way back to the book of Genesis. There we can find it recorded that Abraham believed in the Lord and he accounted it to him for righteousness. That's Genesis 15:6. The same idea appears in Habakkuk 2 verse 4, where the prophet writes, "Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." Grace, then, is not just a New Testament idea, it's a biblical idea. To sum up, the problem of the supposed differences between the Old Testament God and the New Testament God is far subtler and more complex than it appears at first glance. To say that the God of the Old Testament is wrathful and punishing, while the God of the New is loving and kind, is a gross oversimplification. We hope that we've been able to shed some light on the subject and offered you sufficient scriptural references. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.